USA News. I'm Julio Flores. The Supreme Court is considering a lawsuit that could fundamentally change Internet law. The High Court heard arguments Tuesday in Gonzalez versus Google. The case challenges a controversial law known as Section 230, which shields websites from being responsible for harmful user-generated content. It stems from the killing of a college exchange student by an ISIS gunman in Paris in 2015. The plaintiffs claim YouTube, which is owned by Google, acted as a recruiting platform for the group by recommending Islamic state-related content. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says the water of East Palestine is safe to drink. He said that's because the water has been tested and will continue to be tested. This comes after a freight train of more than 50 cars derailed in the town earlier this month, spilling toxic chemicals and sparking a massive fire. DeWine also mentioned a clinic has been opened after residents started to report health issues after the derailment. Biden says he's confident about bipartisan support for aid to Ukraine and argues from Poland there's only one way to handle leaders like Russian President Putin.
Biden says he remains confident about bipartisan support for aid to Ukraine and argues from Poland there's only one way to handle leaders like Russian President Putin.
We're seeing again today what the people of Poland and the people across Europe saw for decades. Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
Earlier this month, 11 Republicans in the House, led by Armed Services Committee member Matt Gaetz of Florida, submitted a resolution to end U.S. support for Ukraine's self-defense. In Washington, I'm Jared Rizzi.
Winter weather alerts are in effect for millions of people across more than 20 states as the powerful storm impacts a large portion of the U.S. this week. The National Weather Service says to expect heavy snow from the West Coast to the Northeast through Thursday. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA, or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Former NFL head coach Jim Caldwell is no longer interested in the position he once held. The Carolina Panthers senior assistant said that he doesn't plan to pursue another head coaching job after being passed on for the Panthers and Denver Bronco jobs this offseason. The 68-year-old was the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts from 2009 to 2011 and the Detroit Lions from 2014 to 2017. Before being hired onto Frank Reich's staff, he most recently worked in the NFL as an assistant head coach and quarterbacks coach of the Miami Dolphins in 2019. Caldwell stated that he will be continuing to be part of the quarterback coaching summit that aims to get offensive-minded black coaches in the college ranks ready for the NFL and head coaching positions. The Nets are extending their head coach. Brooklyn has agreed to an extension with Jacque Vaughn that is expected to keep him under contract through the 2026-27 season. Vaughn was initially named interim head coach on November 1st, and the team has the league's fifth-best record at 32-19 since he took over for Steve Nash. The Atlanta Hawks are parting ways with their head coach. Atlanta fired Nate McMillan on Tuesday following a 29-30 start to the season. ESPN is reporting the Hawks' coaching search will begin with Quinn Snyder, who was once an assistant coach on the Atlanta staff, Milwaukee Bucks associate head coach Charles Lee, and Golden State Warriors assistant Kenny Atkinson are also considered early candidates for the job. Brittany Griner is making her return to the WNBA. The Vance Mercury announced Griner re-signed with the team Tuesday for a one-year deal. I'm Lou Flores, USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.